ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय The cell phones, we hope, are in silent mode. Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 6, text 12. Sorry, chapter 12, text 21. Kalu idam mahad ashchayam yad Rajaha Prakrites Tava Vasudeve Bhagavati Satvatmani Dridha Matihi Kovidam Mahadashtrayam Yad Raja Prakrites Tava Vasudeve Bhagavati Satvatmani Dridhamatihi Kavidam Mahadashtrayam Yad Raja Prakritestava Vasudeve Bhagavati Satvatmani Dridhamatihi Ashtrayam Yad Raja Prakritestava Vasudeve Bhagavati Satvatmani Dridhamatihi Ladies, Kavida Mahadashtrayam Kalu, indeed, idam this, Mahadashtrayam, great wonder, yat which Rajaha, influenced by the mode of passion. Prakritehe, whose nature. Tava, of you. Vasudeve, in Lord Krishna. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sattva Atmani, who is situated in pure goodness. Dridha, firm. Matihi, consciousness. O Vritrasura, demons are generally conducted by the mode of passion. Therefore, what a great wonder it is that although you are a demon, you have adopted the mentality of a devotee and have fixed your mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who is always situated in pure goodness. Purport. King Indra wondered how Vritrasura could have been elevated to the position of an exalted devotee. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was initiated by Narad Muni, and therefore it was possible for him to become a great devotee, although he was born in a family of demons. For Vritrasura, however, Indra could not detect such causes. Therefore, he was struck with wonder that Vritrasura was such an exalted devotee that he could fix his mind without deviation upon the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Vasudev. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmiditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shriva Shadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama, Hare Dama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kalvidam Maharashcharjam Yadraja Prakritestava Vasudeve Bhagavati Satvatmani Tridha Mati Maharashcharjam. Ascharja means very wonderful, very surprising. Mahadascharja, very surprising. How is this? Kalavidam, Mahadascharjam. You're a demon. You're supposed to be in the mode of passion, or passion and ignorance. But to be a devotee means to be in the mode of pure goodness, finished with passion. Upaiti Shanta Rajasam Brahma Bhutam Akalmasham. In the sixth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, The yogi is described as being done with passion. Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upayati shanta rajasam brahmabhutam akalmasham. For him, the mode of passion has gone quiet. Shanta rajasam. Because prashanta manasam yenam, his mind has become peaceful. That's possible in the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, the mind is peaceful. The mind is controlled. If the mind is not controlled, the mind will not be peaceful. Manoratenasati tavatobihi. It will be running here and there. But when the mind is controlled, it becomes peaceful. So, that's possible. Without that stage, one can't be a yogi, one can't be a devotee. If one is infested with the mode of passion and ignorance, then how will he be Krishna conscious? He'll be sinful, addicted to materialistic activities. And Krishna consciousness means antakatam papam. He's come to the end of sinful life. No gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. No demon business. So, constitutionally, Vritrasura, he's an asura, not a sura. The suras have all the godly qualities. But for the asuras, what is that? Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana. Sarvayagunaistatra samasate sura, then harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratena sati dhavatobihi. For those who are not Krishna conscious, we don't expect good qualities, we expect the nasty qualities. For those who are engaged in devotional service, all good qualities. And those who are not engaged, no good qualities. Just passion and ignorance. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojataha Janayati Ashu Vairagam Gyanam Cha Yadapashrayam Yadahaitukam, then Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava Kamalo Bhada Yastraye Cheta Etairanavidham Stitam Satve Prasivati. When one is engaged in devotional service, then the modes of passion and the modes of ignorance are finished. And along with them, kama lobhadaya, lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy, chaita tairanavidam, stitam sattve prasidati. One becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. He's engaged in devotional service, his mind becomes happy, prasanna manasa, by contact with devotional service, bhagavat tattva vijnan, and he realizes the truth of Krishna consciousness, or he realizes the science of God. Mukta sangasya jayate. He's freed from material existence. So Indra is surprised that you're supposed to be demon number one and you're showing all the signs of a devotee. What is this? Mahadascharjam. This is astonishing. This is astonishing. Just suppose we know in the contemporary world various demons, they're simply involved in black market business and exploitation and everything nasty, or they're political leaders and they're liars, cheaters, cutthroats. So suddenly, if one of them began speaking about pure devotional service with high realization, we would be astonished. We would be astonished. You know, some Bollywood nonsense person, all of a sudden he begins, "What is this? We thought you were a nonsense rascal." And those are just small demons. Ritrasura is a big demon. He's the leader of whole troops of demons. And he's speaking in this way. So Indra couldn't find any reason. Prahlad Maharaj, all right, he was enlightened by Narad Muni. Indra knew that from the beginning because he wanted to kill the child in the womb. He's the son of Hiranyakashipu, so better an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we'll kill the child in the womb. Then we won't have a second edition of Hiranyakashipu. But Narad forbid him. You don't know, there's a great devotee here. Because his mother has heard from me about the devotional science of devotional service, and the child was in the womb, he was also hearing. So he's not going to be a demon, he'll be a great Vaishnav. Then Indra, he became very respectful, circumambulated, offered obeisances, all right. But here, how is it that this Ritrasura was such a great devotee? That he didn't know. Another example, we talked about Bollywood, but it's astonishing that all of these Kirata, Hunandra, Palinda, Pulkasha, the Mlechas and Yavanas are chanting and dancing. They're supposed to be demons. American means demon. Americans, Africans, Chinese, Europeans, generally their whole civilization is geared towards sense gratification. America is great in sense gratification. That's all. It's not known. It's not that if you want to find out about God, you go to America. It's not that Indians are looking helter-skelter, how to get a green card, how to get a green card, so I can go to America and learn about Sanatana Dharma. They're going for sense gratification. They're going for sense gratification. Where is money? Where is nice, opulent life? For that they're going. Then, how is it that people from America, people from Europe, are engaged in the science of Krishna? Now it's become a little bit known. When Prabhupada first came back to India, to Bombay and other places, people were astonished. Mahadascharjam. These white people are singing and dancing, chanting Harinam, and not only that, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxicants. All the things that constitute Western life, they're giving up. This is Mahadascharjam. People were astonished. Still sometimes people are astonished. How are these foreigners taking up this way of life? So, actually it's not ordinarily possible. But, shujanti tasmai prabhavishnave namah. by the influence of a powerful devotee of the Lord, it becomes possible. Yadapashraya-ashraya. If they take shelter of a person who's taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all these wonderful things become possible. Then all these wonderful things become possible. The Krishna is, actually the soul is wonderful. Ascharjavad vadati tatayava chanya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the soul has been described as ascharjavad, wonderful, astonishing. So when the soul resumes its real nature, it becomes wonderful. As Krishna is wonderful. Krishna is all wonderful. Itam bhuta guna hari. He has all wonderful qualities. And when one becomes engaged in the service of Krishna, he also becomes wonderful. Prabhupada talked about that. He gave some talk and he said that Krishna is wonderful, and when you engage in the service of Krishna, you become wonderful. Even he said these sweets that were a little bit invented in America, some milk powder and sugar, and Prabhupada called them simply wonderfuls. So Prabhupada said, you distribute these simply wonderfuls, and people will think that I've never tasted such a wonderful sweet in my life. And by taking the prasadam, they'll also become wonderful. So this is Krishna consciousness. The holy name is wonderful, Krishna prasadam is wonderful, the deities are wonderful, association of devotees is wonderful, the books are wonderful, everything wonderful, because it's on the spiritual platform. On the spiritual platform. But what is that? Anya shrunoti, that Shrutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. Ascharjavat pashati kaschit enam. Some people will see this Krishna consciousness movement as wonderful. Ascharjavat vadati tatayava chaha. Some will speak of it as wonderful. Ascharjavat chayanam anya shrunoti. Others will hear about it as wonderful. And shrutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. And others, even after hearing about it, they won't understand it. But we have to try to push on this Krishna consciousness movement by distributing our books, by preaching the message of Krishna, by following the principles of Krishna consciousness in our own lives. We have to experience how Krishna consciousness is wonderful and share this experience with others. Hare Krishna. What questions, if any? Hare Krishna. Microphone.
Hare Krishna, let us take an example of a devotee who has done away with mode of passion and ignorance, but he cannot let off the goodness activity.
He cannot what?
He cannot let go doing goodness activity. Like suppose he is an acupressure expert. And he does a free of charge service to 4 or 5 hours daily to the needy sick people. Now that goodness does not give him any remuneration which he can offer to Krishna. So that goodness goes on accumulating.
That goodness what?
Goes on accumulating. merits. So how
therefore he has attachment. He's wasting his time. He's done with passion, he's done with ignorance, but he wants to do free seva, acupressure, acupuncture, distributing food to the poor and needy, helping give medical seva, this seva, that seva. So actually he's wasting his time. Because that time could have been used for spreading Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna consciousness. But because he's attached to philanthropic activities, the time is not available. He's doing something more important than Krishna consciousness. He's taking care of the poor material body of the unfortunate soul, and therefore he has no time to see to the actual need of the soul. On account of that attachment, he's wasting his time. He should have said, hey, what is this nonsense acupressure? What is this nonsense this, that? Why don't I treat the real disease, the underlying disease? In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, all right, if you can't directly engage in my service, then do some good work and give up the results. Better than that, you do the give work, do the work and give the result to me. But better than that, you directly serve me. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the neophyte devotee who's ringing the bell in the temple is doing better service than the biggest philanthropist.
Thank you, Adam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
To me, it is not very surprising that a devotee is born in a demon's family, like Prahlad. What is surprising is, even in Grihastha devotee's family, out of many children, some remain devotees, some become demons. How can you explain this?
Yeah. It's not so surprising to you that the devotee was born in the demon family, but it's surprising that the demons are born in devotee families. Therefore, life, grihastha life is full of surprises. Hiranyakashipu was surprised that I got married to have a good son and instead I've got this nonsense rascal Vishnu Bhakta as my son. And devotees are sometimes surprised that we've got some nonsense rascal as a son. Just like that Maharaj Anga. He got a son, but because his son, his wife was the daughter of death personified, the son picked up the qualities of the mother, and thereby the qualities of death personified. So he got Vena Maharaj as his son. Bhakta demon. So sometimes it so happens. Actually, at first Maharaj Anga was thinking, what is this that I've got such a foolish rascal as a son? Then later he was thinking, actually this is Krishna's mercy. If I had a nice son, I'd be completely attached to family life. But a bad son is actually better, because now I'm finished with the whole business. He, just in the middle of the night, got up from lying by the side of the queen and disappeared. The next morning, all the citizens were looking for the king. Where's the king? Like yogis looking for the super soul. They were looking for the king. But he was gone. He was gone. So sometimes, yasyaham nu granami harishyeta dhanam shanai. Sometimes Krishna, out of his mercy, makes householder life miserable. He takes away all the happiness of householder life so that the devotee becomes detached. What is this happiness that I was thinking to enjoy? And sometimes it happens that way. Or for some other reason. There's not a guarantee that because I'm a devotee, my child will automatically be a devotee. Sometimes, also by bad association, he's a devotee, but he becomes spoiled by bad association. Just as a seed is good, but without proper watering or when attacked by insects or something, then the plant becomes bad. So it's not enough just that we had a good child, we perform garbhadan sanskar and everything, and now our business is finished. No. By bad association also, the child may become demonic. If he associates with demons, he may become like a demon. That also may happen. Yes.
In the battlefield, Arjuna during the war.
You have to keep that very close.
Arjuna was the prashanta manasam, even though his battlefield activity calls for passion.
Yes, because his manasa was completely, what is that? Dharma samuta cheta. He was completely bewildered. That means passion. Passion and ignorance. In ignorance, he would have done the wrong thing completely. He just would have left. And in passion, he said, dharma samuta cheta. I'm confused. Confusion is the result of passion. I don't know whether I should stay, whether I should go, whether I should fight, whether I should just let them kill me. Because in the mode of passion, he's attached to the family members. How aham katam bhijma maham sanke dronam charmarusura? How can I kill my guru? How can I kill? How can I? Then, so many things in the mode of passion.
And then, as he followed Krishna's instructions and engaged.
Then he came to the mode of pure goodness. Pure goodness means whatever Krishna wants me to do. If he wants me to do puja, I'll do puja. If he wants me to shoot arrows, I'll shoot arrows. Whatever Krishna wants. That's pure goodness. It's like Prabhupada, sometimes he was doing business, selling books, that's business. Sometimes he was visiting the printers and buying paper and doing all of those things. It seemed like he was a businessman in the renounced order. But it was all Krishna's business. Sometimes it seemed that Prabhupada was getting angry. But that was Krishna's business. Yes.
Maharaj, supposing there is a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness and his wife up to the stage of doing the seva.
Doing the seva.
Seva for the Lord, the aarti, etc. And her husband is also helping her. But she does not chant Hare Krishna. She has bad habits of seeing the TV, read the newspaper. What is her destination? Will she also find her way back home to Godhead, or she will have to remain in the spiritual, in the...
She'll find her way. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate matobhyat. She's doing something, some seva, serving the deity, helping her husband. So that's all counted. Progress will be there. But she's holding on to these material attachments that will retard the advancement, hold her back. So, what is that? Some Siddha Guru Nandana, after many lifetimes, finally we expect that the spiritual cultivation will pay off. But if we remain attached, that's one of the offenses in chanting Hare Krishna, to keep our attachments. I do the seva, but actually watching television is better than chanting Hare Krishna. So we can't expect that just automatically at the time of death, perfection. She may take her next birth in Bollywood, or who knows. It's not such an easy thing. You just do a little seva, and then jakvadeham punarjanma naiti. One has to be serious. Otherwise, all right, whatever good one does, that will not be lost. But one will have to come back to finish the business.
Thank you.
Yes? In the back.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you said like devotees also get influenced by material world and they become like, you know, one of the materialists at times. Like, that's what my understanding to your answer to somebody's question. So my question is, Krishna says like, you know, once you are surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He gives you protection. And also he's the controller. So, I mean, like, how you can justify this? Like, you know, you're getting influenced and, like, you know, you are surrendered also.
Surrendered is not such a cheap thing. That I'm surrendered, but still I'm attached to television, I'm attached to the newspapers, I'm attached to intoxication or gambling or meat eating or illicit sex. Surrender means surrender. That's not such an ordinary thing.
What does it exactly mean if, like, no, I mean, like, if Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, like, to Arjuna in the last chapter, like, no, Sardharman Parityajam, like, his mind is totally controlled, like, he's, like, totally confused and all, like, and he says, like, if you can't do anything, like, just surrender unto me, then what does it
mean? So that means we have to surrender to the process. If you're perfect, you just surrender at once, spontaneously. Now, Krishna, I'm yours, everything, finished. But unless we're actually on that platform, it will be sentimental. Just like sometimes there's a religious meeting and the preacher gets up and he recites all the terrible things about our conditioned nature, and then he says that, but if you surrender to your Savior, then all your sins can be washed away. Who will come forward? And the music plays and some people come forward and they sign a paper, now from this day on my life belongs to my Savior. But then a week later they're back to what they were. Because there's no clear process by which they'll stick to that position. There has to be a process of purification by which the heart becomes steadily purified. Otherwise, I surrender today, and then I jump ship tomorrow. You know, I jump on today, and I jump off tomorrow. Because it's sentimental. It's on the platform of the mind, not on the platform of the soul. So the mind is, today it accepts, tomorrow it rejects. There was one boy, he approached Srila Prabhupada. He was a young man. And he became attracted to the devotees, and he came to the temple in Boston when Prabhupada went there, and he was he would help Prabhupada put on his shoes. He was very showing great devotion. Prabhupada said, "Oh, you're so nice." Then on Prabhupada's morning walk, that boy asked Prabhupada for initiation. And Prabhupada said, first you learn the philosophy. He said, if today you come on sentiment, tomorrow you'll leave on sentiment. So we have a process here to associate with the devotees, to chant Hare Krishna, to hear from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, to follow so many principles aimed at reviving our eternal Krishna consciousness. And if we steadily follow that program, we'll come to the point. Surrender, surrender, more surrender, 100% surrender. And it will be sustained throughout our life. And at the end, back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, just sentimentally, oh Krishna, I surrender. And then, oh Krishna, I don't even know if you exist because this. So the process we have to take very seriously.
So Maharaj, you mean to say, like, if you are chanting, if you are following the four regulative principles, you are surrendered and you will be given protection by Krishna?
You're surrendered. Now you have to continue to follow.
Yeah, if you're following it, then you are given protection by
Krishna.
And you're
protected. As long as you follow the process, you're protected.
Okay.
And if you, just like on the battlefield, you hold that shield in front of you and you're protected. But if you become inattentive, you let your shield down, then you're vulnerable. So it's not that, no, I chanted so many years, now this year I think I'll take a break. So we have to stick to it, and as long as we stick to the process, we're protected. And as soon as we're negligent, then vulnerable.
I got it. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, as you have also witnessed the time during the movement when Srila Prabhupada...
You have to speak directly into the microphone.
Maharaj, you have also witnessed how our movement was growing when Srila Prabhupada was personally present. So my question is that how do you see ISKCON then and how do you see it now and what differences you find? And to add to that, how can we improve maybe a couple of things that we can...
See, you have to follow the instructions. You have to speak directly into the microphone and loud enough to be heard. Otherwise, it doesn't work. That's right.
Maharaj, my question is that you have also witnessed when Prabhupada was personally present, how the movement was growing at that period of time. So how do you see ISKCON then and ISKCON now? What differences do you find? And also if you would like to throw light on certain points in which we could emphasize more so that our movement grows faster.
How do we see it then? How do we see it now? Mixed. In Prabhupada's time, it wasn't that everyone was completely surrendered. Everyone just was 100% Krishna conscious. And now, you know, it's not the same. In those days also, people were nonsense. And people were sincere. Or sometimes the same people. They'd sometimes be nonsense and sometimes sincere. And the same thing is going on today. Some people are very sincere and following and making progress. And some people are neglecting the instructions of the spiritual master and they're falling down and having trouble. So as it was going on then, it's going on now. Same thing. Otherwise, this various differences, you could write a book on it. Because then it was a small movement with a few thousand people and with Prabhupada present. Now it's a very big institution with centers all over the world. So in some ways it will be very different, in other ways the same. Some places different than other places. It's a very broad sort of question. How is it different? How is it the same? But if you follow the process, it will be the same. You'll get the same benefit, same experience. And we see that. People who are seriously following the process, they get the same benefit that people were getting in Srila Prabhupada's presence. And people who are half-hearted or negligent or cheating, they'll get the same result that those who were negligent in cheating got then. Is that okay?
कृष्ण महाराज, महाराज आप बोले हम लोग जब कृष्ण भक्ति में आते हैं तो हमारे अंदर का जो भी है वो द्वेष है, जो भी गलत चीज है वो धीरे धीरे खत्म हो जाता है, लेकिन हम लोग इसमें कुछ फर्क नहीं लग रहा है, खत्म हो रहा है क्या?
अनुवाद
asking that when we come to Krishna
consciousness. No, you not only have to translate, but translate loud.
When we come to Krishna consciousness, then we have so much dualities in us. So how we come to know that these dualities are going now?
How do you know that the dualities are going down? Yes, you'll see practically. Prabhupada said, just like you don't, suppose you're eating. So you don't need someone to give you a certificate. Now this man has eaten. You'll experience, yes, I'm full, I don't need to eat anymore. So when duality means something, means the material platform. The material platform is the platform, Shitoshna, Sukadukada, happiness and distress, heat and cold, all dualities. And the platform of oneness is the platform of being always engaged in Krishna's service. So you'll experience it practically, that bhaktir parsyanu bhavo, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm feeling happy, I don't have that same taste for material enjoyment anymore. I used to want to do this, now I take pleasure in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna. You'll experience it practically. Is that all right? And others will also see. This man is making progress.
We do all the things, but the taste is not there. We follow the process.
So you have to be a little patient. Just like you plant a tree and you don't come back the next day and say, where's the tree? But you have confidence that because I planted the proper seed and I'm giving water, and the soil is good, so the tree will come. But it takes some time. Where Prabhupada gave the example, a girl gets married. So then, now I'm married, where's my child? No, you're married, so you serve your husband, and in due time you'll have a child. So we have to stick, Rupa Goswami says, with enthusiasm, with patience, following the regulative principles, and confident also that because I'm following the process, I'm sure that the result will come. Is that okay? Last question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, for wonderful class. My question is, here Indra is surprised by apparently very good behavior of Vritrasura.
Not only very good, extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Hmm. So, in our life also sometimes it happens that generally we relate with person according to his external behavior. Hmm. So, here he was mistaken, Indra, because apparently, like, he was dealing on apparent behavior. So then, sometimes some bad person also can be good. So then, when we behave with him, how we should behave in such a way that we don't justify also that although you are doing bad, you may be good in your heart, so I don't punish you. Or like how we behave in such a way that
the satovrite, we should act in the mode of goodness. And namnat balad yasya hi papa buddhi. we should be very careful not to commit sinful activities with the idea, well, actually I'm a good person and I'm chanting Hare Krishna, so a little of this or a little of that sinful thing will not really be counted. I mean, after all, I'm a devotee. We should avoid these things very carefully. But we should appreciate in others that even though there may be some bad qualities, if such persons are engaged in Krishna's service, then they have to be considered sadhus. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate imam ananyabhak sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasita hisa. We saw in Srila Prabhupada's time there were some devotees who by their nature were not very well behaved. In one way or another they were very rough or they had a propensity for this or that. They'd be, you know, the kind of person that a gentleman would not feel comfortable associating with. But their sterling quality was that they were attached to Srila Prabhupada and attached to devotional service. Therefore, they were better than all the refined gentlemen of this material world. Arava Bhakta Shukato Mahaguna. Because attached to Krishna. So we should see that and not and be careful about being critical about the so-called materialistic nature of this or that devotee. We should see how that person has done service for Krishna or how he's engaged, how he's sticking to devotional service. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Even if he does something abominable, we expect he'll quickly come back to the standard. So that we should appreciate in others, not that we look into ourselves and say, well, it may be pretty abominable, but kshipram, but I'll come back to the standard tomorrow. Kaitava dharma, prochita. That we shouldn't do. But we should appreciate in others. Is that all right? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila.